Why are you screaming?
Hello.
There is so much to talk about. Let's just, hey. Welcome to Life Unfiltered. Heal That Shit, the podcast where we fearlessly navigate the complexities of life. It's a lot of behind the scenes things that's been happening, okay, that we're gonna have to clear some things up. All right, so we talk about the complexities of life, love, grief, and the extraordinary journey. Oh my God. Hey y'all, welcome to Life Unfiltered.
So sorry. I'm gonna be on my best behavior moving forward.
You know I'm trying to focus.
I am gonna be on my best behavior moving forward.
And you know I can't see. Are your words that small? Listen,
she's somebody's auntie for real. Yes, indeed.
Wait, I need a minute. Woo! All right, here we go. Let me get focused because you be playing too much. All right, hey y'all. Welcome to Life Unfiltered. Heal That Shit, the podcast where we fearlessly navigate the complexities of life, love, grief, and the extraordinary journey of healing. We invite y'all along on this raw and unfiltered exploration as we share our personal stories, triumphs, and challenges to inspire and uplift.
Yes, indeed, because in a world that often encourages us to mask our struggles, we choose to lead with love and vulnerability. It's finally time to collectively address our own shit and have some real conversations. So we're here to voice the things that you thought about so that we can get to the root of the shit and heal.
So 2024 is the year of popping that shit. And interestingly enough, we've been having a lot of conversations about that over this past week. But basically what that means is to put some respect on your name, because a lot of times we be in this fake humble type situation and that ain't what's up, all right? So having said that, my name is Kim. I am an educational consultant, advocate, I am an intuitive melanated life coach. I help people build a deeper relationship with God and really connect back to their bodies, specifically after trauma. I also, what else do I do? I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a host. I'm an actor. I'm a creative. I'm an artist. I'm a podcaster. And tonight I'm here to just be like, what's up?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, shit. Wait. How you want me to do it for myself? When
I want you to do it for you too. We talking about shit.
Man,
remember?
Here we go. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, indeed. So my name is Bianca Goolsbee. I'm a digital strategist, a consultant, an education activist, and a certified snitch. Now, I do not have the snitch sound effect because we are here together for the first time in podcast history. We are in the same space.
All right. True, in podcast history.
Right.
But also, fun fact, that snitch is actually me. So,
snitch. Yes, indeed. MSGA, baby. So, I am a... Did I say that I was a private investigator?
I don't know. Say it again. Say it again. No, you ain't say it. Say it loud.
I am a private investigator and a receipt collector. So please put some respect on my name. I am the founder of Teaching for the Culture, where we transform, we empower, we advocate, we coach, and heal. I'm also an intuitive melanated life coach and a digital nomad, currently working and traveling wherever there's Wi-Fi. Currently, I'm here in Colombia. And my purpose is to empower others to find their freedom and fulfillment. So what up?
Oh, I got it. Damn. I keep missing when I'm...
Yes, indeed. Is that right? Yes, indeed. Team sound effects. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So we're here together for the first time. And there are some dynamics and stuff that... we've experienced. So as you go through, I know you're about to talk about like remind and remember people mm-hmm. about how to be here. Mm-hmm. But there are some places that we might need to have some underscores or some amens from the amen corner.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, with that being said, in this space here, we operate by three keys here. Amen. That is accountability, transparency, and integrity. So let's move forward to the community agreements to make sure everyone's on the same page. So before we go further, we just want to make sure that we're clear, okay, what you can expect from us and what we can expect from you, okay? So what you can expect from us, for us to honor these three keys, we're going to keep it real, we're going to speak freely, and we're going to cuss if and when we feel like
it. It's going to be a lot.
So if you have young listeners, you might want to grab some AirPods, some headphones, or maybe not, that's your business, but I just want to give you the disclaimer now that we're going to be very transparent in talking about this because we need to talk about this healing work and what we can expect from you. Okay. Hate speech and hate comments are not welcomed here. We believe in the Block and Be Blessed ministry. So please be intentional.
Go ahead.
Please be intentional with how you engage in this space, particularly this one, because it's a safe space.
So I had wanted to pause there because I want to come back to the Block and Be Blessed and things of that nature. I think I'm going to save it for my transparency moment, but I wanted to put a pin there so you can help me remember.
Okay, perfect. Okay, cool. All right. And then what else we can expect from you is to engage with us. We want to know where you're watching from. We want you to go on this journey with us. We're not the experts, but we're definitely facilitating the conversation. And we want you to participate in this and bring people with you because together we are committed to doing the work to heal.
Absolutamente. So we are also being producers while we are here.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
So, yes, indeed. So there's a lot happening. Actually, our behind the scenes is pretty impressive. And I think we finally figured out the sound, which is something else I want to talk about during my transparency moment. But at any rate, we want to make sure y'all know how to engage with us. So we have emojis, and our community emoji is the emoji, the heart emoji with the bandage wrapped around it. That's a place for you all to let us know that you are a part of this Heal That Shit community. And you can pair that with any other emojis or any other different colored hearts. And then we also have individual emojis. So my emojis are the crayon and the sunflower. The sunflower because my favorite color is yellow. And as you can see, I have on my yellow glasses today. I even have on yellow shorts. Yellow makes me happy and it brings me joy. And the sunflower represents that. And there actually are sunflowers around right now because flower arrangements. Oh my God, I love it. But anyway, so the sunflower is one of my emojis. And then the other is the crayon because I spent a lot of my life living in black and white, and I really want to be intentional about living my life in color. So I am coloring the fuck out of my life and everything that looks like. So those are my emojis.
Yes, indeed. Well, my emojis is the teddy bear emoji and the hand that is forming the heart, okay? So teddy bear is teddy bear season. A lot of love to give and to receive. And for those that know the story of my heart and me having a pacemaker, this heart is everything. So those are my emojis. So please govern yourselves accordingly. And we love when you use those emojis interacting with us online. So thank you for adhering to that.
And then the last thing is remembering to connect with us, y'all. Like, we're on all of these platforms and stuff. Something that is, I think, important for you to know is that this is a space that we both intentionally decided to create from the ground up. We literally were like, let's just start at zero and see where it goes from there. Because it needs to be safe and it needs to be healing. Yeah. So as you all are coming to be a part of this community with us, you are coming in and helping to shape it and helping to be in at the beginning. So having said that, we want to remind you where we are, right, in these different places. So Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Heal That Shit on all those platforms. And we also have a website, wehealthatshit.com. And there you can subscribe to our newsletter and again, be a part of that community. And then lastly, if you're watching this or I'm sorry, if you're listening to this or want to listen to this, you might be watching and you're like, I can't focus because y'all are so gorgeous. I just yes, need indeed. To listen, right?
Yes, indeed.
So then you can make sure that you find us over on podcast platforms. So whether that be Apple, Spotify, all the places where the podcast lives, we are also over there. So anything that I missed? Okay. So having said that, here we usually do our spirit check and I'm very interested in what this looks like for you today. Where's your spirit today? Oh, and let me say what they are for those of you who might not be watching. So the colors are green, I'm absolutely wonderful. Life is great. Blue, I'm good. I don't have any complaints. Purple, I'm okay. Things could be better. And yellow, I'm not doing so well. I need support. Where are you?
So, So I'm a blue. And I have sparkles of green in it. It's more blue than green.
Okay.
But the sparkles are making it where I do have hope that it's going to be green tomorrow.
Okay. So the green sparkles and you said, but it's more blue than green. So kind of green sparkles kind of coming in. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. I think that I like the sparkle concept. I'm blue, but there are sparkles of green and sparkles of purple. Yeah. And not necessarily that one is taking over the other, just kind of, that's just what it is. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
So y'all tell us where your spirit is, what that's looking like, sounding like, feeling like for you all, whether you're here with us now or whether you will watch the replay. So. Where shall we begin?
So I do think that we need to give some disclaimers and some context because for those of you that don't know, we have been doing this professional frolicking experience. Kimberlyn has been curating this experience of seeing different things while I've been here in Colombia and been able to capture some amazing behind the scenes and just some footage of things that will be released shortly. But in that, we've been having a great time of connecting and actually being in person to talk about business and life and love and healing. And I just can't wait for us to share it with y'all because we've been talking a lot.
Okay. So having said that, let's jump into our transparency moment because there's so much to talk about. So do I start or do you start?
Okay, so the last couple of times we've been trying to do rock, paper, scissors, trying to do it virtually. I do think that since we're in person, this would now be a great opportunity so you don't cheat while we're... Okay.
Tell the people and be very honest about what you've done and what your plan was and all of that. Share it all.
All of it?
Yes.
Okay. So this here is a beautiful sound bowl. And this sound
bowl... Handcrafted in Mexico.
This sound bowl emits a very beautiful sound and is very peaceful. This has now been also curated as the Petty Bill, too. So when you hear the ding, right, like it could be a mix of things. It could be like, hey, I just need to take a moment to breathe, or somebody was really, really petty and you need to breathe. So that's how this is being used. So originally I had hit it I didn't want Kimberlyn to know that I brought this to our podcast recording. I actually had waited till she was in the kitchen, went into the room, grabbed it, and then put it behind my back. But then I had to go to the bathroom. And when I got up, it was exposed. So this is the story that she wants me to tell y'all about how I grabbed the sound bowl, I hid it, and now...
And how you've been bastardizing my sound bowl, that my sound bowl is supposed to bring peace and harmony and releasing any type of negativity. And you have bastardized my sound bowl into making it the petty bowl.
I just want to know, y'all in the comments, like, if someone was petty and they hit the, like, what? How do you feel about it? I just want to know. I just want to know what other people think about
this. I don't care what they think.
I want to know what they think.
Y'all can say what y'all think, but I don't care.
There needs to be a bill because we were talking about...
Then download one on your device there.
Okay, well, we'll have to figure that out maybe on the next show. But one of the shows, we were talking about having a petty counter because of the amount of times that this one in particular... See, here we go. The slander. And so I just want to be very intentional.
I want you to know Google's recording you right now over there and over here because you are cutting the fool right now. But go ahead. Go off, sis.
I know something went wrong. Something went wrong. All right.
So anyway, we're doing rock, paper, scissors to determine who
You ready?
Why are you bringing all of this energy?
I'm ready to win.
High pressure. All right, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Right. Mm-hmm. Drop, paper, scissors, shoot. Hey, okay, all right. So with that being said, Kimberlyn goes first.
All right, no problem. I have no problem going first. Okay. All right. I had wrote things down because I wanted to make sure I could remember.
Yes, it
also,
did.
I need to get a new journal because just I don't hardly have no pages left.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you said that because, you know, we just talked about having our own journal line with Heal That Shit. So hopefully on the website soon, we'll have, you know, a journal that has our logo on it and some paper. So for those of you that want to write too, you'll have a space for it.
Agreed. I like that idea. Okay, so transparency moment. Where shall I begin, sweet baby Jesus? So I want to begin with it's been an interesting couple days. Mm. It's been an interesting couple days in that. The days have been very, very peaceful. And I've just felt very chill. Mm-hmm. And then there was a disruption to my peace by my mother. And I've been processing that and trying to give space for myself and acknowledge like what I'm feeling, but then also determine like what boundaries and stuff look like moving forward. But it's been interesting. Mm-hmm. It's been very interesting and it wasn't expected because I was minding my Black ass business like I usually do. And it's been interesting. It's also been interesting with watching everything happening in Tampa right now and having from afar experienced Hurricane Katrina, which was the same type of nonstop coverage. And like, this is really huge. And the mayor making statements like, if you stay, you're going to die, like, you know, stuff like that, because it triggering me back to what happened with Hurricane Katrina and my mother and the way that she was behaving. It's been interesting.
I'm wondering, like, what is like the biggest thing that is in your mind as it relates to the contact that you had with your mom? I know that that was a big thing, and outside looking in, obviously I was here when all that happened, so I was able to see more than what the people that are watching or listening have access to. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you help others that have like these relationships with their parents that are not really relationships? Like how do you hold that space, but then also help others with that? Because there's other people just like you that have those strained relationships. What does that look like?
Yeah. I was talking to Falanda, my cousin, a little bit ago. And like, I've received messages and comments since, because, so let me for context, for those of y'all like, what the hell is she talking about? So I made a video. Let me back up even further. Let me back up further than that. So I haven't talked to my mother since I decided to go no contact in about 2017. And the last time I actually saw my mother in person was in 2019. And then the last time that we had a conversation was in 2020. Mm-hmm. So there's been over time a process that I've had to go through of what does that look like to like actually realize. So I just like never really had a mom, you know, like there was a person that wore that title, but of all the things that people ascribe to mothering, the nurturing, the loving, the affection, the, you know, my mom is my best friend and I talk to my mom about everything, and you know, I have wisdom with my mom and I can always go home to my mom. Like, I never had those things. Mm. I knew that I was escaping. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's been a long time that I have been in a position of recognizing and processing that and grieving what I didn't have, right? Mm-hmm. As in the role of a mother. So, that's one thing, is naming it and realizing it's interesting, because when you don't have a good relationship with your mom, people behave very differently. For instance, than if you didn't have a good relationship with your dad, people expect you to not have a daddy. You know, like mm-hmm. it's a surprise. You know, oh, you had a daddy? It's like, mm-hmm. yeah, my dad was in the house. You know, like I can imagine you might can relate to that experience, but it's very different. It's very differently received when you say, I don't talk to my mother. Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot of judgment there, and it's aimed at the child, which is weird, right? So one of the reasons that I wanted to start talking about this, and this is back my first blog post that I wrote in 2017, is that I don't have that relationship with a mother. I didn't have like mother figures or whatever. You know, there were people that were older than me that were female that I happened to be related to. But as far as having soft places to land and like all of that, I did not have that. Like I had to figure out how to do this on my own. And I also had to figure out how not to be the person that I was raised to be. Mm. Because I was raised to be a monster. I was raised to be very abusive and manipulative. I was raised to be a liar. I was raised to abuse men and treat men like trash. And just to be sneaky. And like, I've done so much work to not be that person. So one of the things I've had to do over the past few days is like name and acknowledge that. Like, this is what it is, right? Because there's a sense of, I guess, maybe like self-gaslighting, you know, like maybe I am tripping, or maybe it is me, or maybe whatever, I don't know. But like, I had to like reaffirm, no, it's as bad as you thought, you know, before. So I've kind of like been dealing with that. I can definitely say I needed to voice what I felt because I wasn't allowed to feel for 40 years of my life, right? Mm-hmm. I only learned how to feel 3 years ago, to be able to cry and allow those feelings to move through me, and then to not let that destroy my day, like to have that moment and then also be able to be like, and now I'm choosing joy, genuinely, not the toxic positivity of pretending like everything is fine when it's actually not, and everything's burning around you. And it's like, it's fine, everything's fine. Like that I don't ever want to do. And I feel like a lot of people are more concerned with me talking than they are with the harm that's been caused. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, well, don't say that. Well, you know, why? This happened. This is happening. And this is what I've been telling people about the situation with my mother. This is not new. I told you I wrote my first blog post in 2017. That was about my mother and my relationship with my mother. I don't ever usually like make such a huge decision without having had a conversation, right? Now, if that person want to pretend like a conversation I ever had, that's on them. But you gonna know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not gonna be able to say you gonna know why I'm making this choice, right? So these are conversations that have been had over multiple time periods, right? In none of these conversations and none of this time, this has been 7 years since 2017, that I was like, I'm done talking to you. In all that time, there has been no accountability, no acknowledgement, no let's talk about it, none of it. None of it. None of it.
Wow.
In all that time. So this is not a situation where, oh, maybe she just trying to get in touch with you and reach out. That's not what's happening. I am very accessible. You know what I mean? I know people like to pretend like it's so hard to get in touch with me. I work on the internet. Like, I have email addresses, you know what I mean, that are public. Like, there are multiple podcasts where you could put a comment. And this, even the comments that were left were like, this is nice, thank you for sharing. Why are you here? Why are you here? But to attempt to disrupt my peace, right? So I needed to name that. Like, I needed to name how dysfunctional that is. And I needed to name that this is what's happening because I'm going to make some very intentional choices about how I'm going to deal with this situation. And I don't want to hear a motherfucking word. You hear me? Not one. And I mean that. Because I didn't ask you to leave me alone. You are not trying to do anything to move anything forward in a positive way. So guess what? I'm going to keep living my life. And this is what I talk about over here. And you can feel however the hell you want to feel. Because you're not even contributing. You're here for free. You didn't even sign up for the paid program. You don't even have $5 a month to give to your daughter that you caused so much pain. And Harmon, you don't even have that. You can't even fix your ego'd ass to be like, let me at least pay $5 a month for all to somewhat for all the damage that I've caused. No. You're just doing shit to push my button. So I think it's important to say the things. I think it's important to feel what you feel. And I think it's important for people to understand that when you don't have to play respectability politics about how you decide to deal with someone's disrespect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because I wasn't saying the damn thing. I was minding my black ass business. I'm talking about my life, right? But you came over here. So now you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Like, I don't know what more do you want from me?
Yeah.
So it's been interesting. But I think that for those who are listening and are watching, who can relate, you're not crazy. And though you may think that there are so many people who don't understand, there are many of us that do. And I think it's important to find community mm-hmm. in that, which is what I really kind of transferred the energy into. So the conversation that I had with myself was, how can I use this energy, right? Because I'm doing this mood painting. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny. I don't know if I told you when I was saying the colors that were represented. Did I talk to you about that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So in my key that I have, and if y'all are wondering what I'm talking about, you can go to my YouTube page over on Mind of My Black Ass Business. And I'm sharing or creating an October mood painting. So it's art that is being created based on my mood, M-O-O-D, from day to day. So anyway, there are both positive and negative moods, right? Mm-hmm. For the whole holistic spectrum, if you will. And I was looking at some of the colors for the more negative, I don't really want to call it negative, but I don't really have another word to color right now, for those moods.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, I haven't had any of these colors pop up on my thing, right? Mm. I'm like, oh man, you know, it's really purple and pink and green and blue. And all of those are like very positive types of moods. And I had just said that to myself the other day.
Mm.
And then yesterday I was like, here it is. Like, here are those colors, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's going to be interesting to put on there. But also, I said to myself, that energy is still going to be used to create something beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Okay. That energy is still going to be a part of this beautiful picture that depicts, you know, how... even though this one moment, this didn't define this masterpiece,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I'm about to create.
Yes, indeed.
So that was an interesting way to kind of process that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so in that, as I was thinking about the moon painting and all that kind of stuff, I was thinking about this concept of sisterhood and the healing that comes through being able to have a village, you know, to be able to have people around you that genuinely love you and care about you and want the best for you and, you know, can give you space when you need it, but they're there, you know, like it's been really, really interesting to have you here. It really has. You are the only person that has like seen me in the different areas, you know? So like you came to Mexico and then you came to my first place in Medellin and then we went to Cartagena. And like, so you're the only person that has like been like, I'm about to go see what's happening. I'm okay. Ticket bought. So it's been really cool. And I'm just so appreciative of the type of relationship that we've been able to develop to be so real and honest. So much appreciative. So that when I run into people who don't operate that way, it is so shocking to my system because I forget that people have, you know, toxic backbiting ass relationship, you know, like all of that. And I just be like, we don't do that, you know? And I wish that more of us had the experiences to have
true sisterhood, to be able to heal and to be able to just be like, I need a hug, or I need to laugh, or mm-hmm. I need to dance, or I need to arrange some flowers, or I just need to lay here today, you know. It's been interesting. So I'm gonna pause there. That was a lot. I know that was a lot. So what you think?
Yes, indeed. Well, you know, I'm glad to be here too. Glad to be able to be in your space, to be immersed in all the things that you're doing, and also to uplift you, support you, and to give you your flowers because you deserve them. I just have so many questions as it relates to the sisterhood piece, because we had a sidebar conversation before this. And I'm just wondering, like, for the folks that are watching and listening, like, what type of tips or advice would you give them about finding their village, like what to look for? Because I think in this vital time with everything going on, people are just trying to find safe spaces and people that they can relate to, and people that they can trust, and people that they can be vulnerable with, and people that will love them and be loved in return and have reciprocity. So like, what are some of the things that you like about our relationship and our friendship, but then not even that, like also, like, what are some of the things that people should look for? Because I do think that it's a vital conversation as people are being like, that's not a good friend.
Yeah.
Or I really want to spend more time in this particular situation.
You know, what's interesting is when I think about my friends, people that I considered friends in the earlier part of my life, it was because of proximity or, you know, we went to college together. We went to school together, whatever level of school together, or we used to work together or whatever. Right. And in this phase of life, proximity is the least important thing because there are so many ways to be able to connect without somebody needs to be next door, down the street, around the corner, you know? So that would be the first thing that I would say. I think a lot of people, especially after COVID, for some strange reason, I don't know, went back to thinking things just have to be in person. And we have developed a very authentic relationship virtually. You know, the majority of the time that we spend together is virtually. Yeah. Even thinking when we lived, because I had asked you what was it like for you for me to be gone? And you were like, you were always gone. you were always gone. But even in Tampa, like when everything was happening, because our friendship started in 2019, right? At the end of the year, I saw you that one time at the church.
And
after that, maybe the political events here and there, but the primary things that we were doing were through the whole child, and like everything was virtual. And then then COVID happened, virtual. I left and went to Pennsylvania, virtual, and been gone, you know? So I think for people who are thinking about friendship, don't count out people who are not in your immediate space.
That's right.
Because it's not necessary in order to have a deep relationship. One of the things that I can say I have used and really made a point in life that I appreciate you so much for are those three keys. Because I didn't realize it at the time. And I remember you like kind of working out what the three keys were going to be. Like you were always kind of talking about them, and then you would kind of switch out one. And then, but like, I remember that process of you coming up with these three keys. That has been a really good goalpost for me of transparency, integrity, and accountability. Because what I have discovered about myself and what I hope for other people is not to have shallow relationships.
Right.
I do not have shallow relationships with people. I don't. I don't want to hear about the weather. I want to know if you are okay. Like, and once I know that you're okay, then we can talk about the weather and we can talk about all the stuff that, you know, is just kind of like fluff. But it's important to me for people that I care about, for us to talk about things that actually matter. Mm-hmm. You know, yes, that's nice that you cook that for dinner. And also, have you been eating every day? You know, and what is that looking like? And what, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's just a different level of care, I think. So I would say, even if y'all are not like going to use the three keys, but come up with standards for your friendship and for the relationships that you are going to be in, because yeah. that's the only way that you can make sure that you are honoring what you need, mm-hmm. you know? So that's huge one. And then you gotta be a friend to have friends. I don't understand people who have tumultuous friendships or things that they call friendships that are not places of peace. I don't understand that, because why would I want to be in that situation? I don't get it. So I think it's important. You have to know what you want, and you have to know who you are. Mm-hmm. If you are in a space where you know that you're not a good friend, then you need to work on you so that you can be a good friend, mm-hmm. right? If you're in a space where you feel like you're a better friend to other people, then we need to be asking, what are the qualifications that I have for people that I call a friend? Mm-hmm. Because they're not being a friend back to me. So that means that I don't like that. I don't accept that. I need people who are going to show up in this way. And that's the other thing too, is I think a lot of times we don't really tell people how to best show up for us. Sometimes we just think that they should know. Mm-hmm. And that's not fair. Because I cannot read your mind. I'm going to do what I think is best, hopefully. But like, we have to communicate.
Yeah.
We have to communicate.
Yeah.
You know, and that's in any relationship.
Right.
Like, we have to communicate. So if we aren't communicating, how do we expect this to be an authentic friendship? Mm-hmm. You know? And then the last thing I would say is understand that different people play different roles, because everybody is not meant to be the person to hold all the things. And we have to understand that, nor should it be one person's responsibility.
Right.
It is too much responsibility for one person to be your go-to for all the things. That's not fair. So I think it's important to understand that, and not to discount someone because they may serve one particular role, whereas somebody else might serve another role. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There are friends, for instance, that you might talk to every day. There are friends that you might talk to once a quarter, you know, but they serve different roles. That once a quarter friend might also be the one that you like, things are bad, and they gonna show up in the ways that matter. You know what I mean? So I think it's important to honor the humanity in people as you are honoring your own humanity, and then doing what you call the DTRs, the defining the relationship. What does this look like for us? How are we going to communicate with each other? What happens if we get into a disagreement? How are we going to handle that? You know, this is what I need from you. I need to know. I'll never forget the first time you like called me into your office. You was like, Kimberly, I need to talk to you. Do you remember what that was about?
I do.
And I was like, I thought I was helping. I did not. It was fast. And I did not know. My bad. And you were like, I just need to know that people that I deal with have integrity. And I appreciated that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, thank you for saying something. You know what I mean? So, but you also have to be able to receive that you know, yeah. in return.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I was saying.
That's great tips. And I hope that we all are able to collectively, we all are able to like just take a step back and really think about the relationships that we are involving ourselves in, the type of energy and time that we're giving those relationships, and ultimately, like, is it bringing you joy? Mm-hmm. Is it bringing you peace? And so, like, that's kind of where I'm at. But I know you have a lot more in your transparency.
No, I was just about to tell you that I had written down find the frequency, mm-hmm. because that ensuring that you are vibrating at the same frequency as the people around you is so important.
Yeah.
And like with me recognizing how my brain works and all that, and just kind of processing all of that, it's been interesting to see how a different frequency can affect things. So I was just about to underscore that and then toss it over to you. Like, so yeah, about that.
There's a video I do want to put in the chat later after this podcast, but it's when you're not vibrating on the right frequency, mm-hmm. and the ripple effects that mm-hmm. it causes. I think that visual element is so critical for people to actually see. Like, it's not just talking about frequency. It's like a real scientific study of alignment and energy and matter and just all of that. So, okay. When I tell you this experience coming here and even leading up to coming here, getting ready to deal with a hurricane, and then ended up dealing with a hurricane, and then with life of being a caretaker and, you know, being responsible for so many different things, and then being a business owner, and then being responsible for all of that, it was a lot, to the point where I was like, okay, I booked my ticket. I'll see you soon. And when I say I greatly appreciate you for opening your home with open arms and amazing food, I thank you for cooking for me. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because this is the whole thing where Kimberlyn's like, I'm not cooking for you.
I knew your ass was cooking.
I'm not doing it. You go get in the kitchen and you cook it your darn stuff. I'm not doing it, Bianca. I'm not doing it. I'm sick of it. I'm just thankful for the quality meals and the love that you provide in that. So thank you for feeding me, and thank you for doing it very, very well. I have no complaints, y'all. I have so many pictures of some amazing dishes that not only Kimberlyn has cooked, but her cousin Kalanda has cooked, and I am just, God is good. But it's really been good being here. And it's really had me to evaluate just what I was just talking about, relationships, mm-hmm. and who has access to me and what does that look like. So I'm here in Colombia and I'm getting messages of children running amok on school campuses, and there's nothing that I can do about it. I'm getting messages where people have expectations that I'm supposed to contact them so many times a day, but I'm on vacation, so my day can change. There's a lot with that. I'm being contacted asking for help and resources for things where I'm not even there in a position, to the point where my best friend was like, you're on vacation. I'm sick of it. Why does your phone keep going off? Why all these people have all these expectations of you? Why? And
because side note, y'all, I don't have notifications on my phone. Okay. All the notifications are off my phone. And this is something else that I had written down in my notebook, because I said snitch, social media, and phone habits. I have actually been mighty surprised at your phone habits and all the notifications that you have on your phone, the way you be out here preaching about every 30 minutes a notification take you off track for 30 minutes and such and so. And I'm like, I know you ain't got all these notifications on your phone, on your watch, on your thing. Ma'am, you got some explaining to do.
I do. So I was caught because I had social media notifications on my phone. And so Kimberlyn had my phone ordering something, and she saw the pop-up come up, but she was like...
I know.
There was not no pop-up notification on your phone.
From social media? Of all places?
And I was like, yeah, girl. So I will say, like, this social media cell phone usage, like I have been very transparent about this process for some years now about how I have felt very codependent with my device, how it has not helped me with staying focused. I'm now diagnosed with ADHD and is prescribed medication to help with that. And even in that, I still practice bad behaviors that I often talk about because it is my bad behaviors that I'm also trying to help y'all not fall into. For example, one of the first things I would do and one of the first things I have been doing is when I would wake up, I would grab my phone. And then when I grab my phone, depending on what I see, I'm either now scrolling on social media or I'm checking something that I have no business checking. And usually I'm up because I need to use the bathroom or I'm up to start my day and not necessarily to be consumed with whatever mm-hmm. is on my phone. Mm-hmm. And so this is why this is very serious for me because it's something that I personally struggle mm-hmm. with. I have to have a lockbox for my phone. Mm-hmm. That's how serious that this has become. So this is why I talk about this often because I know the struggles that I have personally, and I know the struggles that other people have that I've had interactions with, but then also being an educator, seeing that mm-hmm. in the classroom, I'm like, our children though. So while us adults collectively, like we're going to make our own decisions, but like just today, I see on my phone that there's more studies being done on prolonged screen time usage and the ramifications to children's mental health. And I'm just like, this stuff is impacting my mental health. So I understand. And even now on social media, like I just had to take a step back because of all the things that were being posted by people that I care about and love about, people that I care about and love mm-hmm. that are dealing with the storm uh-huh. or yeah. are dealing with different obstacles and just seeing all that trauma over and over and over again. That is something that needs to be studied. Just like when George Floyd happened and that was being played mm-hmm. on TV over and over mm-hmm. and over again. What type of damaging
vicarious trauma,
what type of mental health ramifications are present when that type of thing happens? And so I will just say that, again, I am still working with this social media piece, still working on courses. Go to checkthecellphone.com for all the different things that I've been upgrading and doing there. But yeah, I got the notifications on my phone, friend, and I'm working on reducing that and reducing my screen time. But I've been very impressed, though. I've been very impressed, even on vacation, been able to reduce my screen time and feeling better about my phone usage, mm-hmm. even though I know that there's room for improvement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering because we've been living, and what it's been like for you to be here, I think there's been a turn where you were kind of like, okay, let me kind of block out, if you will, other distractions and kind of focus on you. But I'm wondering what it's been like for you to be here. I'm wondering what your shower routine is like. Like, I'm wondering what it's been like for you to be here in this environment and to see why I live here. And how I live and what you may be thinking you want to apply to your own life. Like, talk to me about what it's been like.
So it's this environment that you have created here is very peaceful. Just even the view and just what I'm able to have access to when I wake up in the morning. It is a blessing. I feel at peace being here to the point where I'm just like, okay, well, my trip has been extended for some time now. And while, some of that is due to weather, but also this is my choice because I have the freedom to do that as a digital nomad, being able to travel and explore. I am grateful for the different experiences that you were able to show us, like taking the metro cab and like going through that entire process mm-hmm. of just public transportation and the different things that people here do. I was very impressed by their transportation logistics. And it reminded me of in Atlanta being in the MARTA, but then at the cable car going up the mountains. That is something that is indescribable. Like, I don't know how to describe that to anyone else other than to show them video footage of the actual experience for them to see it themselves and hope that they are able to capture all of that. But I will say that it has really made me reflect on my goals and what I want to do. Okay. I had said some months past that, you know, I wanted to work on getting a short-term apartment in Belize and like really trying to make my exit and kind of doing things. And of course, life happened and my dad having cancer and now, you know, recovering and all of that. But now I'm like, this is an opportunity for me to really choose me. And I think that some of the interpersonal connections and relationships that I had while I was here and how that was showing up as I was away really underscored the need of me taking care of myself, because while other people are dealing with their things, I also have to take care of me. And that is the priority and something that I haven't been having a priority for some time. I've always been that person to always take care of others and to always, you know, do everything that I could to help accommodate other people, because I'm a helper, because I'm a giver. That is just what God has given me to do. So if I have it, I freely give it to others, because that's what God wants. And that's just my mantra and how I live my life. But in that, also having the balancing act of not being exploited and not being taken advantage of, and making sure you have proper boundaries so that you don't experience the burnout in the giving, and making sure that you have reciprocity in that so that you do feel full at the end of it. And so that has what I've been reflecting on heavily, on how do I show up, because I do feel like this is a season of rebirth for me. I do feel like I'm kind of recreating who I am, how I'm showing up. I've been really deep in education advocacy, and that has been my focus. And then now I'm like shifting into, you know, being an investigator and like really trying to hold people accountable in different ways, to, you know, exploring life coaching and being able to help others. And then on top of that, still being able to give back to others and serve and show up the best way that I can. Ultimately, though, I think people just have to experience it, of like getting on a plane and go. If you haven't taken the solo trip, like, I highly recommend that you do that. Like, getting on a plane by yourself, taking that experience, going somewhere and experiencing some time by yourself. That trip that I had in Belize was the most life-changing experience for me. And that was right after I was dealing with my divorce and literally, again, just thinking about what is life for me now. And now coming out of that and experiencing new relationships and experiencing love and all of that, still finding the balancing act of making sure that I keep me first and that I'm honoring the three keys as I'm moving through this, because it is tough. It is tough to hold yourself accountable to things that are uncomfortable. It is tough of having integrity and telling the truth when you know that the truth is going to hurt someone. It is tough when you want to be transparent, but sometimes it might not be received or perceived in the way that you desire, and then having to go through those obstacles. So I am just trying to remain focused and calm in it. The calm in the storm, if you will, because it is a lot that's happening around me, but I'm just trying to, again, stay focused on my assignment, God's mission, and ultimately my freedom and fulfillment.
I have quite a few things that I want to say. One, I am appreciative of you being able to receive. When I be like, excuse me, friend,
desculpe.
I thought you had said that you was on vacation. I thought that you had said that you had wanted peace, friend. And I am not seeing that happening. What are you going to do about that? I appreciate you receiving that, because I know how much you have been carrying and how much you try to make sure that everybody is okay.
I'm getting emotional.
Because it's been a lot. It's been a lot. And it's been one thing after another, after another, after another, after another, right? So not that it was for me to direct what this time was going to be for you, but more than anything, I wanted this time to be time for you to just be and to be for you. Mm-hmm. So then when I see people still being able to access you and try to pull pieces of you when you need to be giving that to yourself, it's frustrating. But I'm appreciative that you were able to hear me in that. And then things present themselves, you know, the way that they present themselves. But I think it's important for all of us to continue to think about what our boundaries look like, right? Because having boundaries is not a one-time establishment. You know, those boundaries shift, and they shift as you change, and they shift as people show you who they are. And the more that you allow people to show you who they are without, and just accepting it without trying to change it, the more that you'll be able to attract the people that vibrate at the same frequency.
Yeah.
So I wanted to say that, but then also, I wonder what your spirit and your body feels like being here.
So my spirit definitely, had been dependent on external things at one point. Like, I was so consumed about what was happening, not in this country and other people, and wasn't really immersing myself in grounding myself in getting that peace. So I do want to just say, like, when we talk about quality friendships, like, I appreciate you for being that friend to being like, hey, friend, like, this is what I noticed, this is what I see. And just holding me accountable to that. And I wish that there were more people that had those type of friendships and relationships that would hold them accountable and not enable bad behavior and bad patterns. So just thank you for being a good friend. Now, when I wake up, like, I wake up in peace. Like, even being like next to you in the bed, and you have your own sleep pattern, and I have my own sleep pattern. Like, being able to get up and knowing that, like, I'm not disturbing you or like disturbing the area, and is able to free to be opening the doors and having incense and, like, you know, having my breakfast and doing my own morning routine, where we have our own different times of how we do that, but we still, you know, independently do that, to the point where, like, one time we, like, did yoga together. And I was, like, really happy about that. Like, that really brought me joy. And I look forward to doing that again. I was going to say,
we can do it again, just not extra early. Bianca wakes up with the sun. I do not. Okay? I just don't see a reason to be up that early. I ain't got no job. I ain't got nothing to do. I don't be up at that time. I find a lot of peace at night. It's something, and maybe I need to look into the moon. I've talked to quite a few people who are very much like, the moon is always there and it's something with the moon. I feel like maybe I need to, like, explore that, because I find myself more called to wanting to stay up all night versus waking up early. But having said that, I am willing to find a compromise, because I did enjoy it. I want that to be my life. Like, I want to wake up and have tea on the balcony and do yoga and, like, all of that. And I can say, I know I butted in see a thing, but I also want to say this. I appreciate you even asking me about my morning routine. You know, and you're like, did you do your morning routine today, sis? It's almost like you need a snicker. Huh? You need to go do your morning routine. But you know what I'm wondering, when you mentioned, like, the morning routine and being able to wake up, and one, I appreciate, this is not what I'm wondering, but this is what I appreciate, is I never want, if I agree for someone to be able to stay in my home, I don't want it to feel like you have to tiptoe and shrink. Because I feel like a lot of times that is the type of culture that people set in their homes. So I try to be very clear in, hey, I have OCD. Okay, so you're not going to be able to wear shoes. Like, you're going to have to, like, wipe up messes, you know. But other than that, yeah, you can open the curtains. You, like, play some music, you know, whatever. Like, be comfortable. Like, you are here. And I want you to be able to do things that bring you peace and joy. So that's intentional and it's good. It's good to hear that. But what I'm wondering about is what it's been like to see and experience the different routines, right? Because you and Kalonda kind of wake up around the same time. So I don't know if y'all be crossing paths, but it is not lost on me when I be saying I wake up. So I usually wake up, I maybe pre-wake up about 9, 9:30. But I usually do my meditation at like 11. So then by that time, okay, I've done my meditation and now I'm probably going to take a shower and journal and kind of, so I'm kind of walking out of my room about noon, maybe 12:15, 12:30 sometimes. And smack dab in the middle of the day, but very much in the morning for me. So I know a lot of times I've come out here and I've been like, because I walk out, y'all like, good morning. And I'm like, I'll be back. I'm gonna go find some quiet. So I wonder what that's been like for you with seeing, I wonder what your experience is like being here and seeing the differences and things.
So it's like one thing of like messaging you on WhatsApp and then like figuring out your routine through communicating virtually to then actually like seeing it, like to actually seeing you rest, to actually seeing you take a nap, to actually seeing you doing your morning routine, to where, you know, you have this whole thing with Google Home set up to where it's already, you know, running automations. And I'm looking at that thing like, okay, all right, noted. I might need to, you know, make some changes here. So it's been intriguing, I'll say, to like witness it like in real time and like in real life and not just me getting pieces of it virtually.
Okay, so sorry I have butt into your thing. What else do you have?
I just want to say in this transparency moment that in this rebirth I want to be so serious about how I move in this now. I feel like the time is now. A lot of people are in this space, the people at least that I've started to interact with, like they're burnt out.
Hell yeah, man.
They're tired. They're dealing with, you know, mental health challenges. They are at a place where they're just tired. And so all of that burnout and tiredness comes from, you know, running the same routine and pattern and doing the same thing over and over again. And I just don't want to replicate bad behaviors and bad habits. And so with this rebirth, like I want to be more intentional with this digital audit that I'm doing with like my access to my phone and the notifications I know that are showing up to me and who has access to me now. And I'm just in this space where I just feel so called to tell people about this rebirth journey and to show people that it is not too late to start over and it is okay to change your mind and it is okay to do something different and just be free to be.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate like this space of being like, okay, like I wrote poetry for the first time. It was poetry was my Facebook post. It was a poem. You know, having a canvas and actually painting and actually doing activities that bring me joy. It feels good to do activities that bring me joy to where it has made me really think about, well, shit, well, what have I been doing? Like, so now I just want people to hear me when I say that life is going to life. And people are going to people. but joy.
Yeah.
Finding that joy, doing what makes you happy, at least spending at least 15 to 30 minutes a day of just focusing on just you. And if you could spend more time doing that, even better. But at least having some carved out time of doing what's better. I've been going to the gym. Now, you've been having me walk miles out here. So
oh, my God.
I haven't been going to the gym.
You're lying.
But like going to the gym,
I'm trying to help you get a Colombian booty.
And I have been working on that. Like I feel good. Like even the food here is just so fresh.
Yeah.
And you can just taste the difference of the quality of the food. I really hope that people start looking at what access that they have to food and what type of food that they're consuming. But being here and having access to a whole bunch of fresh fruits and vegetables and even tasting the difference of, you know, just salmon and spinach and just like rice. It's just like, wait, like this tastes rich. Like mm-hmm. this tastes really fresh. This mm-hmm. doesn't.
Oh, it's right out the ground.
It doesn't attach. It seems like it doesn't have a bunch of like properties mm-hmm. that are chemical or any. So I will just say that. Even in this, I know that I'm going to lose weight based on the food mm-hmm. that I'm eating mm-hmm. and the walking and, mm-hmm. and the working out and like really taking care of myself. Yeah. So the journey of having that joy is where I'm at. And this rebirth journey is going to be so amazing because I know that God is in the center. And once I surrendered, things just started to open up. And so that is just the mantra, surrender, heal. And if you need to have a rebirth, do it.
Yeah.
Because life is going life, but live yours.
Did I tell you that's what I was naming my painting?
I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah. Because I feel that. Like I feel that and it's all the messages that I keep getting mm-hmm. too, is that this month, there is a lot of rebirthing that has happening. And what's so interesting, last October is when my whole world was just crumbling to itty bitty pieces. And I had met with someone that I went to school with, and I was telling her about what was happening. And she had heard about, I think she had, so there's an Instagram page that I have where I actually know people that I don't ever be on. Mm-hmm. And I had posted something over there. So she had kind of loosely been following what's been happening. And she reached out and she was like, I'm just so intrigued by your story. And we talked for 3 hours
wow.
about what had gotten me to that place. And that day, God told me, this is going to be a book. Right. And I made a post and I was like, on July 25th, I had a mental health crisis. And today God told me I'm going to write a book. And here's day one. And it's so interesting because it has developed into so much more, so much more than I thought that it was going to be. And I feel the pieces aligning for this project to be birthed. And I feel like I'm doing my best to not try to control it and to just jump in where it is, yeah. right? So even everything that is happening with my mother, instead of trying to give the backstory, because I'm big on context, right? I feel like people need to understand context and realize things don't happen in a vacuum. Like this didn't just happen today. But what it makes me do is it stops me from just talking, and it causes this bottleneck of me not being able to know where to start, because I'm like, it's so much. And I start here and I start there and it's so much. I don't know. But my surrendering is, this is where we are. So just start here and then you'll figure out the rest.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to one of my sorority sisters today. And I was telling her, be intentional about documenting, right? You know, I've been saying that
yes, indeed.
Since last June. Mm-hmm. Like, be intentional about documenting what is happening in your world and in your orbit and what God is saying, because I do believe that right now God is speaking very clearly and aligning the frequency, aligning people who vibrate at the same frequency, because we're looking for each other. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's like, this world is wild. I don't know what this is. This ain't real. Like, clearly it's not. Where are my people? You know? So I think it's important for us to be documenting what that looks like, what that feels like. Like, all the times, for instance, right now it's 8:18. That means something. I don't know what it means. Hey, Google, what does angel number 818 mean?
On the website yahoo.com, they say, what does angel number 818 mean? The angel number 818 carries a strong message of abundance, empowerment, and positivity. It is a unique numerical sequence that signifies you are on the right path towards self-confidence and personal growth. Mm. According to numerologists, the numbers 1 and 8 are powerful and creative.
So just right. So God is always talking. And I think it's important to be paying attention to what those things are. Right. So just now, I could have just looked at that and been like, it's 8:18. Huh, I don't know. Interesting. But instead, stopping in the moment and being like, what is this message right now? You know, why am I seeing this butterfly? I talked to someone today and they were like, I've been seeing dragonflies. Mm. And dragonflies represent a rebirth. And they were like, yeah. And I looked it up and I'm like, yeah, because God is always sending messages, yeah. Right? So I feel that. I feel what you are saying. And it has felt like this is going to be a new life. And I think one thing, you know, in church, we talk about all the time of like the old man has to pass away and the new man rises up. I believe that we live about 3 or 4 different lives. And in order for us to transition into those different lives, we have to, the other one has to die.
Yeah.
So I believe that this season right now, there's a lot of people being like, this isn't working for me. Like, whatever that is, whether that's a job or career or a country, like this, a marriage, like this isn't working for me. I don't have joy here.
Yeah.
And I believe that I want to find joy where that lives.
Indeed.
So
find joy, please.
Yeah. Yeah. It's integral, you know, in being able to live the lives that we deserve. We deserve to have lives that bring us peace and joy.
That's
we deserve
right.
to have lives that feel fulfilling and we don't have to take vacation from. Like, that's my goal, is to not have to take vacation from my life. I don't really have a desire to go anywhere else. Like, I like my life. I like where I live. I like going to the fruit market. Like, I like that. It doesn't feel so oppressive that I have to be like, oh my God, I need a vacation stat. You know, so my goal for people that are connected to me is for you to have a life that feels fulfilling and peaceful and makes you happy. Was that you blowing bubbles the other day?
It was.
How did that feel?
It was good. I really enjoyed it. Like, when I say I am really enjoying the things that bring me joy. And I was just thinking as you were talking about how the butterfly had rested on my head. Yes. And I was talking about it on y'all's podcast.
Yes.
So you don't put syrup on your grilled cheese. But like, that was such a strong symbol for me, which is why I wrote that poem. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, the season is now. So for the folks that are watching this now or will catch this later, like, this message is for you. This is a season for you to really evaluate your life and to do things that bring you joy. Yeah. Because as you can see and witness the things that are around us, life is life in and people are people in. And at the end of the day, we have to have joy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to find it. I'm going to experience it because I deserve it. And you deserve it too. We deserve it. And so I just want all of us collectively, we, even our little babies that are growing up in this mm-hmm. world, to know that they can have joy, that they can have their freedom and fulfillment, that they can do all the things that they put their mind to. And as long as they have alignment with their purpose and God, everything will come to them. And I'm just at a place where I'm being more intentional with the Bible and reading mm-hmm. God's word. I'm being more intentional with my faith and having conversations with God. You had mentioned the shower routine earlier and I didn't touch it. I'm gonna touch it now.
Okay.
Girl, yo shower. Your shower. Okay. So one, the products that are in the shower, like top tier, top of the line, to the point where we had to take a field trip to go get some more products because we had to make sure that there was abundance in this house. Okay. And we need to go back because clearly I'm staying for some more time and, you know, there's more things that need to be secured. So that's happening. But your shower, when you have talked about your shower being a portal and a safe space for you, me actually now experiencing your shower, I can now see why you say that. Mm-hmm. And so you have these lights where you're able to change the color. And so I've been able to play with different moods and to really immerse myself in the experience of just letting the water just fall down. It does fall from the top. So, you know, I got to move my head a bit and kind of maneuver. But when I tell you the way that the water hits my skin is so soft, the way that the body products mm-hmm. are just smell so good and it's so soft on my skin, it just gives a luxury experience. And then when I get out the shower, like the house is not too cold and not mm-hmm. too hot. So it's just perfect for me to just be able to put, you know, my clothes on and just vibe. When I tell you, like, I got a message today. It was like, so you're not coming back to Tallahassee, essentially, is what they said.
And because that's my goal. I just want you to know. I'll be like,
if they just get here, they'll understand. And then, especially when you have the flexibility to then be like, I think I'm going to extend for a few more days. Like, I love it.
It's just given me something to really consider, and it made me miss my experience and beliefs mm-hmm. and it made me really think about why am I not having these experiences mm-hmm. and then it made me think of, oh well, I was partnered with someone that could not be able to have this experience mm-hmm. of being able to travel currently mm-hmm. and so that was a limitation, but I don't want to be limited on that. I want to be able to be free to just be. And so again, going back to making sure that in this rebirth that I'm intentional with the people that have access to me during this time. Because when I take the way that God is moving in my life, like, I know that there are so many things that are coming. I know that I'm going to be on stages talking about social media safety. I know that I'm going to continue to help campaigns, being able to help campaigns get to the finish line with their graphic and branding. Like, I'm that girl.
Yeah.
And I haven't really been putting a lot of respect on my name and really been advertising and marketing and
doing
the things.
Pop your shit, baby. Pop your shit.
But now this is the opportunity for this rebirth to really let people know that I have been doing some major work for some major people for a long time now. Mm-hmm. And time to highlight that, underscore that, but then also being like, with this rebirth, taking care of me and not burning myself out with helping all of these people that I'm talking about, but making sure that I have the alignment and the right frequency to continue to not be burnt out, to not feel defeated, to not have all of these negative feelings and self-talk when I'm unable to do certain things because I'm putting so much pressure on myself.
Right. Yeah. You know what I was going to tell you earlier, that I want to be intentional in saying, I think it would be helpful for you to go back to your spiritual gifts and calling. And remember when we talked about the uses and misuses of your gifts, because it's not just about the misuses towards other people, it's also about the misuses towards yourself, right? So being someone who is, because you had
apostle
and pastor, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It's the soul healer of it all, and the pastor of trying to show up for people and trying to
make sure people's souls feel taken care of and seen. But in that moment, you're forsaking your own.
Yeah.
So you're using that gift to uplift others, but you're using it against yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I think it would be helpful to kind of go back and reflect on what that looks like. Absolutely. For you. Because it's an easy trap to fall into when it's something that we do well, and it's something that you're naturally inclined to do. But then if you're not careful, you overextend, and now you're not pouring back into your own self.
Right.
So I wanted to make sure I told you that.
Thank you, friend. Yeah.
You're welcome. So anything else before we wrap up?
No. Yes. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being a great friend to me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for cooking for me. I know that we're getting ready to have some great food after this podcast, so I thank God in advance for it. And I just want the folks that are on this journey with us to really feel like they are a part of this community, and they feel like they have a safe space to be. And I want us to continue to have these dialogues and these tough conversations, whether it's about family, relationships, career, money, like all of these different type of things impacts us collectively as people. And at the end of the day, we have to heal that shit. We see so much trauma that is around us. And I'm just so saddened by the way that people are harming others. Mm-hmm. And so I just hope that we just take a look internally, and I like me looking at the inside of being like, I need to do better in these areas. Mm-hmm. And I hope everyone is able to do that type of reflection of being like, I need to be better and do better.
Yeah.
Cause we have to heal.
The other human.
We have to heal. We have to do better. So that's all.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, having said that, you are correct. We are about to eat. And praise God. Okay.
Amen. Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. But yeah, we just encourage you all to continue these conversations, right? We're doing this to model, you know, what this looks like to have these types of conversations, but it doesn't stop here with us, right? So we want the conversations to continue. Reminding you all to connect with us on all the platforms. Go to WeHealThatShit.com, where you're able to subscribe to our newsletter and get in the rotation of getting some of these healing resources and such. We have a lot of things planned. I wish that we could even list out like so much. But having said that, we are in the process of figuring out which projects to launch first and what that looks like and preparing for 2025 and all of that. So we want to make sure that you all are connected so that you don't miss out. Make sure that you subscribed to the YouTube page if you have not done so, and that you've turned on your notifications. Okay. That's how you're going to know when we are live, because you'll have your notifications. Unless you're somebody like me who does not have notifications on your phone, then you may just want to put it on your calendar. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because we're here every 2 weeks, pending anything that pops up like a storm, which is so wild. That last show, it was you packing up right packing after up. The show because of a storm. So anyway, the plan is to be here every 2 weeks. But if you have your notifications on YouTube, then you'll be able to know when we are here. And then also comment, you know, talk to us about what stood out to you. Talk to us about what you might want us to talk more about. Talk to us about your social media practices and what that looks like and sounds like. We want this to be a community where we are having a conversation. We're not the experts. We are facilitating a conversation and trying to figure it out. So we're inviting y'all along with us. So having said that, we'll be back in 2 weeks.
October the 23rd.
There may be some BTS stuff that pops up here and there. If you are following us individually and so tell the people where they can find you.
Yes, indeed. Well, you can find me at Kimberlyn's house. And also,
I was like, why is she saying my name? It's not your website.
You can find me at Kimberlyn's House on the digital spaces. You can find me at www.biancagoolsby.com. On my website, you will find links of the different ventures that I have and do, and also links to different articles that I've published. Where can they find you?
So y'all can find me at KimberlynJackson.com. Over on that website, you'll be able to kind of see the transitional space that I'm in, but you'll also be able to see my blog, which is where I kind of started talking about a lot of the things that I have lived through. So that's a great place to start. If you are like, eek, wow, she really talks about the things. That's where I first started getting my voice. And then you can find me on Minding My Black Ass Business. Okay. So Minding My Black Ass Business on all platforms, MindingMyBlackAssBusiness.com. We have merch. And also have So You Don't Put Syrup on Your Girl Cheese, which is my other podcast with my cousin, Kalanda, which airs on Minding My Black Ass Business. So any of those spaces, you're yes, able indeed. To connect with me. So I think that's it, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, we finna go have us some salmon. And we send y'all the pieces and the deuces and all the things, you know, take care of your spirit and your heart and all of that, you know. Amen.
All Amen. Right,
bye.
Bye.